everybody, it's Michelle Fisher, and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today's show is talking about a new project the ARC has established called the ARC Insurance Project. It works to assist families who have a loved one with a developmental disability navigate their private insurance policies and increase knowledge of basic health insurance issues, including the Affordable Care Act. Michelle Trevetti, the manager of the ARC Insurance Project, is here to talk with us about it. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you?
I am doing very well, thanks.
Good. This is, you know, you and I met at the ARC of Indiana conference.
Yes.
Not too long ago.
Yes.
And we were talking about this issue. It's such a hot topic issue for people with special needs and developmental disabilities because it's such a complicated issue. Let's talk a little bit about what the ARC Insurance Project is then and how it helps families.
Sure. Health insurance definitely has been a hot topic in the news. I don't think you can look at a newspaper or turn on the evening news and not hear about something about health insurance, either
You're
the
right.
Affordable Care Act
You're
or
right.
something to do with private health insurance. So yes, it is a quite a hot topic and really an important one for everyone because not having access to health insurance or not having access to adequate health insurance can really be not only a physical danger, but also a financial one as well because medical care is expensive.
Right.
So it's a really a hot topic for a lot of people. Because of that, the ARC saw a real need that wasn't being met in this community, that to have someone who could really advocate on the private insurance side
Sure.
and help give families information about private health insurance and how it interacts and intersects with Medicaid and with other state programs, just to help people understand the big picture
Sure.
Instead of all the little carved out pieces of what our loved ones deal with.
Sure. So. And how do you help families navigate? Because navigate is kind of a scary word. Like you said, the parts and the pieces, and everyone's like, how do I do it? So how do you help parents navigate with this project?
Sure. Well, one of the main things that I do is work one-on-one with a family, looking at their particular situation, and then giving them information that's really pertinent to their particular situation.
Sure.
So, for example, if they have a young child who maybe is dually diagnosed with Down syndrome and autism, I can let them know, based on their particular situation, okay, here's the private health insurance coverage that you can get under the Indiana Autism Mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the types of insurance plans that have to cover that. This is how that interacts with the dual diagnosis of Down syndrome as well. And so I can kind of help them walk through that in their particular situation. Or say an adult with a developmental disability and maybe they work but don't work enough to get private health insurance. Is the Affordable Care Act plan a good mm-hmm. idea for them?
Mm-hmm.
I can put them in touch with resources to investigate that. So really just working one-on-one with families who contact the ARC for that kind of help to look at their particular situation. And then on a more statewide level, working with our Indiana Department of Insurance and working with the insurance carriers that are in Indiana about how should developmental disabilities and autism be covered?
Mm-hmm.
What does the law say? How does the Affordable Care Act cover those conditions? And for example, we just met with the carriers last week who are doing the Affordable Care Act plans here in Indiana to talk about habilitative services, to talk about how those are defined and kind of what coverage is going to look like for our families.
Sure.
So then I can go out and help educate families about what they can expect when they get into that system as well. So,
and that it's funny because the education process is so needed.
Yes.
And you, this touches you because you have mm-hmm. a daughter with autism.
Yes.
And you obviously went through these steps when she was growing up. And is how old is she now?
Absolutely. She is 16.
Okay.
And she was diagnosed when she was 3 years old. And it was right around the time that the Indiana Autism Mandate was passed.
Okay.
So she was actually the test case, the first case in the state.
I've heard, yes.
Yes, to try and access health insurance coverage through the Indiana Autism Mandate.
How was that?
That was 3 years of a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
And I'm very lucky in the sense that my professional background is in managed care contracting for providers and in benefit design for a physician-owned HMO. So I had a lot of background in insurance and really understood it from a provider perspective. So then in looking toward trying to get my daughter coverage, I feel like I kind of had a leg up. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I really wanted to have her be the test case, because I felt better equipped maybe than the typical parent to take that on and to understand the process. And so then, you know, so many people help you when you have a child with a developmental disability or with autism. Yeah. And so once I was able to be successful in advocating for my own daughter, I didn't want other families to go through that. Sure. And I certainly didn't want them to have to take 3 years to get, you know, their first claim paid as I did. So just started volunteering with various organizations, the ARC, the Indiana Resource Center for Autism, the Autism Society of Indiana, Autism Speaks, and just working with all of the organizations out there that were touching people's lives in terms of these health insurance issues, so I could just help as many families as possible. So I'm so happy that the ARC wanted to make this an official program.
We are so happy
to join
you.
So
absolutely.
So it's very exciting to be able to expand what I've been doing for the last 12 years to the entire developmental disability community, and to kind of work with as many families as I possibly can.
Well, we appreciate your work for sure. Let's talk a little bit about where you... Obviously, this is a new project, mm-hmm. but where have you heard feedback as far as families you've helped, or, you know, where do you see this going?
Sure. I hope to grow the program. And one of the pieces of the program that I haven't talked about is working with existing advocates, either through the ARC, through the Autism Society of Indiana, through ASC, various advocacy organizations that already exist throughout the state, and working with them to increase insurance knowledge and learn from them too. Mm-hmm. There are other advocates out there who've been working on health insurance issues with the developmental disability community. And so we've had meetings to share information and to be resources for each other so we can really bolster each other, which has been great. So that's kind of the first wave, so to speak, is really working with existing advocates. And then I hope as time goes on, the ARC will be able to bring in other people on the team mm-hmm. to specifically focus on health insurance issues with me and help as many families as we possibly can.
When you talk to families about insurance, what is their biggest problem or issue that they come to you and go, I can't do it, you know, can't do it on my own?
Sure.
Because it's such a complicated process.
It is. It's very complicated. It's very complicated. And a lot of policy language, you know, it sounds like you almost need a law degree to get through
it. I don't know
it.
About it.
And and it's really just having to go through it with a fine-tooth comb. And so that can be extremely challenging, especially because parents of all walks of life, but especially parents with children with a developmental disability, are very time stretched. And so the biggest concern is always, I don't understand what my rights and what my options are.
Mm-hmm.
And the second biggest concern is I feel like I need to file an appeal, even knowing that you can appeal to your insurance company and say, you know, I don't agree with your coverage decision. I don't mm-hmm. think you should have denied this. How do I file an appeal? How do I fight that, basically?
Right.
And so it's really helping families walk through that process, understanding what their rights are,
mm-hmm.
and also, too, really understanding where are the resources that exist out there. For example, the Indiana Department of Insurance can be a great resource. They're charged with consumer protection in mm-hmm. the insurance industry, not only health insurance, but other types of insurance as well. And so they have an entire consumer protection division. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know how to get in contact with them.
Okay.
And so even just telling families, here are the resources that are available to you so that, you know, you can go to someone and get information. And so being one of those resources, but then also knowing what the resources are so we can point people in the right direction.
Sure.
And, you know, health insurance is so complicated that no one person can know all the answers. But the goal is really... know who to contact.
Sure.
And, you know, if I don't know, I'll darn sure try to find out.
Yes.
So that's all we can do.
Yeah. Well, and I think part of the frustration, too, when you have a parent come up to you is when they call the insurance company, they don't have people who want to, like, divulge that information, the resources, so they have to go to a different organization to get that help.
Sure, and they may not know the information either. Insurance companies can be very, very large,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes that frontline customer service person, especially if you're dealing with a very particular condition, may not know the answer and may have to go to a supervisor or a supervisor's supervisor and go on up the chain, food chain, so to speak. So yeah, it is nice to have a kind of an outside of the insurance industry resource to go to double check information, to get more information, and maybe to get some more disability specific information, because really the insurance customer service reps are, they're more generalists about this is the general terms of the policy, this is the general procedures that we follow. But when you get into a case by case specific diagnosis or whatnot, you know, they may not be equipped to answer those questions really.
Okay, so a parent is listening to this and going, I need that.
I need help.
I need help. So how do they get in contact with the project?
They can call me directly on my work cell phone number, which is 317-850-6315. Or they can call their local ARC office or the ARC office in Indianapolis, and they will certainly get that person to me. They can also go onto the ARC website and get my email address. It's mtrivedi, T-R-I-V-E-D-I, at arcind.org. And so they can also email me directly as well. And either way is fine with me. And you know, sometimes it's a quick question and I can answer it very quickly over an email. And then sometimes it's a little bit more in depth and I need to do some research and get back to them in a few days. But you know, either mode of communication is great with me.
Well, Michelle, you know, I have to say that when I met you, I fell in love with you. You're so sweet.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I know. You're so sweet. And we are so happy to have you on the ARC team.
Thank you so much for your time.
And I wish you the best with this project.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Thank you for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.